This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
Captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and across America via the GCN Live Radio Network, the syndicator that's putting my show up on a satellite so you people can be listening to it at the radio stations on GCN2, the Captain's America Third Watch. And our radio show is heard on some of America's great leading independent radio stations located at or near our nation's military bases, plus around the world via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. Thank you for your service to America, plus to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, 911 dispatchers too. Thank you for your service to America. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining me right now, our first guest and my co-host tonight, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. This great country of ours was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start out with something that happened in your state, but I'm going to do it in the following manner. First of all, this year, folks, deaths of police officers on duty are on the rise all across the United States. This is a disturbing, and should alarm everybody listening to me that believes in law and order, because more police officers have died in the line of duty this year in the United States than in 2017. Now, the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund said in a report that 144 federal, state, and local officers have died so far in 2018. That figure represents roughly a 12% increase from the 129 who died in 2017. And Kyle, we had this young officer, married, young child, Newman, California Police Department officer Ronnie Singh, killed in action, ambushed, shot down, under the shots fired was the last call on the radio. And I'll tell you what, the people in California and across the country have a right to be mad, mad as hell. We're not going to take it anymore.
You're absolutely right, Captain. And Corporal Ronald Singh, he was 33 years old. He had a wife and he had a 5-month-old infant at home. There's a picture that was circulating of him with his family a few hours.
And a canine. Did you see the dog?
And a canine.
I'm wondering what happened to the dog. I haven't heard a word.
I haven't seen any report on that or to the what the dog's status was, but this is a terrible, terrible thing, Captain. This was a traffic stop. A suspected drunk driver near Merced Street and Eucalyptus Avenue, we understand. He pulled them over, and then the gunfire ensued. You're right. There was a radio call where he called in and said that there were shots fired and that he was hit. So, of course, that was the last call that he made to the central station. Now, this suspect is known to the authorities in that area, Captain.
Yeah.
He is known, and he is also identified as an illegal alien. So this is another...
Thank you, Jerry Brown.
Right, another terrible layer to this particular story. And the truck that this person was driving was found abandoned about 4.5 miles northeast of the shooting scene. They don't know if that area has any connection to the suspect. The truck was found at a mobile home park in that area, and so they are still searching at this hour. They have said, of course, they will find him, they will bring him to justice, and I know, Captain, that there is a major manhunt underway. Now, Corporal Singh had come to the United States from Fiji. Mm-hmm. We understand that English was, in fact, his third language. He immigrated to the United States legally, of course. And one of the reports I heard earlier, Captain, is this young officer was so intent on being the very best that he could be that he took language courses
so
that he could be better understood on the radio and to interact with the community.
Because I heard the sheriff discussing today that they used to kind of laugh at the conversations on the radio, but he worked at his English, he went to school, he studied, and became a corporal in a fairly short amount of time. His lifelong ambition was to be a police officer to serve his community, and these are the kind of people. I mean, Kyle, you know, this, we're losing the good ones. We're losing the good ones.
Exactly right. And this story, this event, shows in very stark contrast, Captain, those who come to this country with the idea of succeeding and coming to the country legally.
For all the right reasons.
For all the right reasons. Exactly right. And then, of course, somebody else who literally, in a cowardly way, gunned down a police officer still at large and came to this country.
I'm going to say something right now, and I don't care who it offends. It's not my concern, but it's my opinion only. I want to see this guy brought out in a body bag.
Well, I think a lot of people, of course, Captain, are going to echo that sentiment, because there is absolutely no reason whatsoever that this police officer had to lose his life under these circumstances. It is absolutely unconscionable.
And this is what we're faced with in America today, folks. We have the illegal aliens coming in. We need the border wall. Build the wall. Hashtag build the wall. Don't let these people that are trying to steal your country from you steal it. It's still your country, and we still have an election coming up in 2020, and we can still take back our country and keep America great. Make America great. Make America first. That's the country that I want. I don't know about anybody else, but that's what I want.
Well, that's certainly what Corporal Singh wanted. He wanted to come to America. He wanted to live the American dream. That has been denied him by an illegal alien tonight.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And, of course, we're going to talk about day number 7 coming up right now of the government shutdown. I'm still alive. How about you? I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone
or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, don't forget to trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that USCCA logo that's right there, because you get a chance to get a free gun a day giveaway there to eligible winners. And number two, if you were to join the USCCA and take advantage of all the different things that they have to offer, the training and the insurance and whatnot, you will get $474 worth of free stuff. It's that simple. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And Kyle, I just want to say, because we have a lot of police officers and firefighters and EMTs and hospital room and ER room workers that listen to us all across the country, we've got their six. You know, I'm one of those people that if I pull up on a scene and I see something going on and it looks like it's not right, all right, and an officer's down or there's something going on, I'm going to step in and try to help that officer. And I'm sure everybody listening to this program feels just about the same way.
Well, absolutely, Captain. I mean, these are the people that protect us in our community. They allow us to live peaceably, you know, as we go about our daily business. And if there is a problem, these are the people that rush to the problem and protect us. Who wouldn't want to help if they're in need? Obviously, yes.
And I want to warn everybody tonight again, we'll be doing the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up in about 30 minutes. But we do have a very dangerous, again, we've not got one storm anymore. We've not got two storms anymore. We've got three storms, including the lake effect snow machine that's kicked in up in upstate New York, across I-87 corridor, all the way from the Catskills all the way up into the Adirondacks to the Canadian border, and the same with I-81 north-south. But if you're on I-40 tonight and you're going west and you're going west of Oklahoma City, you had better be right. You'd better be right. There is an extreme extreme snow system coming across with high winds, with warnings, with roads that have been shut down, open and shut, wrecks all over the place. Visibility is very poor. And we still had that blizzard going on up in North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Nebraska, parts of Iowa, parts of Minnesota, most of Minnesota, and parts of Wisconsin. We'll get into all that a little bit later. Okay, so Kyle, it's day number 7, I believe, right, of the government shutdown?
Right.
Let me pinch myself. Let me pinch. Okay, there. Yep, I'm still here. How about you?
I'm still here. Everybody's still here. There doesn't seem to be this major uproar about the government shutdown. Some will say that's because of the holidays, but I think, Captain, it's because people realize that most of what the government does is sort of automatic in terms of the spending and so forth, and I think that they're waiting to see how this plays out.
Yeah, and this is going to go on for a while, folks. This is not going to be something that we're going to play the game here for a little while. I believe they're dug in. I believe they're entrenched. I know Vice President Pence has been meeting with Senator Chuck Schumer in Washington, D.C. Over the Christmas holiday. And I know that they've been trying to come together a little bit closer with some numbers on not necessarily a border wall, but a border something, even if it's security.
Well, exactly, and we understand, of course, now, earlier in the week, we heard about a possible compromise being offered by the White House, and I think this is part of what Vice President Pence has been talking to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer about. Schumer has taken the position now that he won't do anything unless the president publicly endorses a particular position or compromise. So we'll have to see just again how long this will go on. But certainly, I think a lot of people look at this as, wait a minute, the Democrats already offered $1.3 billion. The president's at $5 billion. Where is the middle ground here, and why can't the government reopen over what really seems to be a nominal amount, comparatively speaking, to the rest of the federal budget?
And this partial government shutdown is likely to continue well into 2019, and I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't go right on into the latter part of January at the present time, because House Republicans have said that they don't plan any votes this week, and President Donald Trump said that most federal employees are losing their pay because of the closure. It's all being blamed now on the Democrats because they're the ones that are kiboshing the deal.
Well, exactly. And I think the Democrats, Captain, look at this, especially Nancy Pelosi and, of course, Chuck Schumer in the Senate. But I think they look at this as something that they're going to leverage against Donald Trump. They're going to try to go with the idea that here comes Donald Trump again. He's doing this crazy thing. He doesn't care about the people or getting their paychecks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they're simply trying to leverage for more power. But what President Trump is talking about, I mean, he's got this position, Captain, that, look, we've got to stop drug traffickers. We've got to stop human traffickers. We've got to absolutely protect the country. And that seems to me, Captain, to be something the Democrats, if they don't join up with, every day that goes by, they look worse and worse.
Yeah, and by the way, in the next hour, folks, I'm not going to do it this hour because I don't want to dwell on the government shutdown. I'm going to tell you about the 9 myths about the federal shutdown, things that people are telling you that just aren't true. And I'm going to tell you what is true. And I've got 9 specific, strong points to emphasize, Kyle.
Exactly. And because the way it's played in the media with certain TV people and so forth is the sky is falling. This is the worst thing ever, this kind of thing. But again, this is centered around a central campaign issue of President Trump. He knows he can't back down on something like this. I don't think he wants to, obviously. But this is something that he's willing to go to the mat for, and he's going to the mat for national security. He's not going to the mat for some other ridiculous spending program or some other kind of thing that can be debated back and forth of, do we really need such a thing? Well, of course, we need national security, and with what we've seen, and certainly what we saw in California yesterday, Captain, is a good enough reason as any for people to get on board with the idea of national security at the border.
And by the way, yesterday afternoon, when I got up in the middle of the afternoon, I went over to the beach, and I decided to see if I could find a parking place, which was impossible. So I know a little hiding spot where I can sneak in there with a certain sticker I've got, and I pulled in there, and I parked, and I took a little walk over towards Clearwater Beach, and the beach was nice. The bathing suits were nicer. The water was about mid-60s or thereabouts, and for all you people up there, freezing in the north, come on down. And Dave just sent me, I think, icicles on his glasses is what I just saw. And, of course, Al's up there in Minnesota. We know what it's doing in Minnesota. Nebraska. We know what it's doing in Nebraska. In Minnesota, George, our buddy up there in Minnesota, good luck to you, George.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good luck. And this is a bad storm, a series of storms, obviously. And, again, if people don't need to go out, you don't need to travel around, stay inside. Keep warm.
Now, we should mention right about now that the Trump administration is cruising along. The Democrats still don't get it, and they still don't understand how come this president is so popular. And, I think what they got to do is take a look at what happened during the election and see that the numbers that were there were real. They weren't made up. They weren't gendered. They weren't gerrymandered. They weren't doctored, even though in your state of California they tried ballot harvesting, right?
Oh, yes, of course.
And how'd that work out?
Well, it worked out pretty good for the Democrats, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, here's some of the trivial crap that goes on, and I'm going to speak to this from personal experience back in Vietnam. I want you to listen to David Gergen. And Gergen was on CNN. He's one of their commentators. He's been on MSNBC before. I think he's been on Fox a few times. But he's now with CNN. So just listen to what he had to say about the trip to Iraq.
Out front now, David Gergen, former advisor to four presidents. Cori Shockey, she's a former deputy director for policy planning at the State Department under George W. Bush. She has also known Secretary Mattis for over a decade. And retired Rear Admiral John Kirby, he was a spokesman for both the Pentagon and State Department during the Obama administration. It's great to see you all. Thank you so much for being here. David, the president faced a lot of criticism for not visiting troops until now in a combat zone. I mean, since becoming commander-in-chief, obviously. One part of that criticism was that he's making these policy decisions without seeing it firsthand. So does this quiet that criticism?
I think it will quiet some of it, not all. I mean, some of the critics will carp that he only stayed on the ground 3 hours. He really didn't see very much. He was in, you know, an interior tent and that sort of thing. But overall, I think the president deserves credit for going. And, you know, he's we've been hammering him almost every night on various things. When he does something right, we should say so. Mm-hmm. And this is very much in the tradition for presidents. It goes all the way back to Lincoln, who liked to visit the battlefield. It boosted the morale of the troops, and frankly, it boosted Lincoln's spirits. And especially since the Vietnam War, Kate, when American troops have been in action overseas, presidents do go. And it's expected of them to go. And it's a good thing President Trump did go.
And here's the other thing, Kyle. He was at a forward operating base. That is a forward operating base with entire combat operations going on. Now, it was safe where he was at, but still, anything could have happened at any time. And the First Lady made history by being the First Lady. You did not see Barack Obama's wife, Michelle. You did not see Hillary Clinton. You did not even see George Bush's wife on the ground in a combat zone. And Kyle and I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. God bless America.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News.
There seems to be no end in sight to the partial government shutdown as House lawmakers don't plan on voting this week. Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy tells Fox News things are very quiet on Capitol Hill.
Not much has happened in Washington, as best I can tell. Ultimately, the president needs to sign a bill. Schumer needs to give 10 votes for it to pass in the Senate until they finish their deliberations. Hopefully, when Schumer decides that he agrees we need security on our Mexican-U.S. border, we'll be able to go back to work.
The Ohio Senate failed to override the veto of House Bill 258 by Governor John Kasich. That bill would ban abortion if there's a heartbeat detected. Kasich originally vetoed the bill, saying the state would likely lose any lawsuit challenging the bill. The roller coaster on Wall Street continues as the Dow at one point was down over 600 points, rallied though to close up 260 and end the day at 23,138. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check out that USCCA logo that's right there, right at the top center of the page, and look at some of the other things that are there, too. We have a lot of different interesting stuff over there for you to take a look at. And it's all about we the people here on this program, the Captain's America Third Watch. And we've got our good friend Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, can you say stuck on stupid with some of these fools over on the left?
Well, yeah, it's hard to fix that, isn't it?
And Gergen got himself into trouble yesterday after he said what he did to a certain degree, because guess who opened up and blasted him?
Was it Acosta?
Yeah, and in his little band of merry men. But this is it's beyond intelligence. There's no real intelligent way to look at this anymore, because I'll tell you what, here's another one. You want to talk about stuck on stupid? Why anybody watches this person or other for entertainment and wanting to laugh is totally beyond me. Listen to Joe Scarborough. Listen to this one.
Some of you know I left the Republican Party less over Donald Trump than I did over the fact that almost every elected official in the GOP has bowed and scraped to Donald Trump, treating this man, whose skills are objectively declining on a daily basis. They treated this man like he was an emperor wearing the finest clothes ever made, when in fact, objectively, Donald Trump is on track to be the worst president in modern times, and perhaps ever. Pushing even James Buchanan off that dubious perch.
The person that's on the dubious perch and is sitting there right now is Barack Obama, and he's not going away because Donald Trump has done more in his short 2 years of being in office, a little bit more than Well, I guess it's, what, just barely 2 years now?
Yeah, just almost 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's done more good in that length of time than Barack Obama did with the 8 years of bad that he did when he gave us more debt than any other of all the presidents combined in history. How did that help us?
Well, it didn't, but I guess you could say Obama made a lot of speeches, and a lot of people thought that reality was shaped by Obama's speeches because no one ever really questioned it, and no one ever really went outside and looked around to see, is reality really changing to fit Obama's speeches? And, of course, it wasn't. But, you know, it's interesting to me, Captain, what Scarborough was talking about. He said, you know, of course, he gave this preamble of, you know, I left the Republican Party, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
He was never in it.
Well, precisely, but it seems that his comments were more designed to buttress, look at me, I made this wonderful decision because Republicans were kowtowing to Donald Trump and et cetera, et cetera. And now he's trying to maybe shore all that up by saying that Donald Trump's the worst president ever. Really? People going back to work? GDP is rising. We have confidence again. People have jobs. They're putting gas in their tanks. I mean, regulations are coming off.
What did you pay for gas yesterday?
Actually, I got some. Yesterday I did get gas. It was $3.39.
$1.99 where I'm at.
Yeah, see, I'm envious.
Come on down.
That's right. Well, that's California for you. But you know, we got people going back to work. We've got better trade deals. North Korea, the overtures there, President Trump is doing with NATO, and all these different things. So, yeah, I guess the worst president ever. I don't know what planet Joe Scarborough is living on.
Well, he's living with Minka, so, you know, that has something to do with it. But anyway, I digress. I won't go there. All right, Rudy Giuliani wants Robert Mueller investigated for destroying evidence. 10,000 emails from the attorney Michael Cohen were destroyed by Robert Mueller.
Well,
why?
Well, if under any other circumstances, Captain, if evidence was destroyed by a prosecutor or by a defendant or by a subject, you know, person number one or something like that, if they destroyed emails like that, what do you think would happen?
He'd go to jail.
That's right. It'd be a major problem. So this is huge. And it goes to show that what we're witnessing here, you know, I think, you know, the American people want to know the truth about whatever things are happening in the political realm. They're not afraid of the truth. They can handle the truth. They understand the truth. But when they see that there are these kinds of things going on, and no pun intended, trumped up charges or kangaroo courts or things like that, they get very, very angry because we're talking about our republic here. We're talking about equal justice under the law. And if these kinds of things are happening and the prosecutors are doing it, we're all in big trouble.
Now, if you were in New York City and it was dark and all of a sudden everything around you went blue, and I mean blue as blue could be, what would you think you were under?
Well, the photos that I've seen, it looks like the beginnings of what we've all seen in movies and so forth could be a nuclear flash.
Now, what it was a big-time power transformer and fire that started by New York's LaGuardia Airport, which just pretty much crippled the air system in most of the United States by backing everything up for several hours, but everything's back on schedule again, even though I don't think the flights have caught up yet.
I'm sure that they haven't. LaGuardia went back online about 11 p.m. Eastern time, but yes, it was this major transformer explosion or short out or what have you, and it caused that blue light, scared a lot of people. But everything is under control at this point, so that's very good.
Now, on another sad note, we lost our nation's oldest veteran at the age of 112 yesterday. He passed away, World War II veteran, and life goes on, but still.
Well, it's a very touching story, of course, and we certainly honor the gentleman. He lived a very long time, and I think was probably able to tell his story to a lot of people and inspire people, and loved his country literally to the very end. So,
Richard Overton will be remembered for a long, long time. That was his name, Richard Overton. Now, the other thing is, Alabama is investigating the election meddling into the Roy Moore votes and campaign. What do you know about that?
Well, yeah, we've been hearing about this, and a lot of this has to do, if I recall correctly, with...
This is Alabama. This is not anybody complaining. This is Alabama's finding this.
Well, that's right, and I think it has to do with uncovering tactics that are not totally dissimilar to the tactics that are alleged to have been done by Russians, evidently trying to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. So they used a lot of these same kinds of tactics, we understand.
Now, the other thing also is when you talk about election meddling, and we already talked about ballot harvesting, I hate to even go there, but I have to keep reminding people that this is what's been going on. They've been experimenting, pass a law here, pass a law there, get a state like Arizona, get a state like California, and then boom, away they go, and they try to take illegal aliens that are voting, 38%, by the way, of more people voting than there were registered voters in San Diego.
Isn't that something? And one would
14% in LA.
Well, exactly. And one would wonder why we can't have any kind of universal common sense agreement that in order to be in order to be able to vote, you have to be able to register properly, you have to be verified and so forth. We're not talking about disenfranchising voters, but we're talking about maintaining the integrity of the voting system itself, because once there are no rules, evidently, I guess there's no, because when you move and you want to re-register to vote and you want to make sure that you know where your polling place is, you're always thinking, well, good, I'm working within this system that is designed to make sure that my voice is heard just as much as my neighbors, just as much as the well-financed political candidate or what have you, because we all have our voice. But now it turns out, I guess, that maybe there really aren't any rules, and it's kind of whatever goes. But unfortunately, this is all being done to benefit one political party and erode the stability of our election system altogether.
Yeah, and we're fixing to come up on a break, folks. But when we come back, we've got plenty to talk about. The weather is the news tonight in many places across the country. Up there in Idaho, up there in western Montana, you're hanging iron on 4th of July. We'll get into all that. Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and down in the four corners of Arizona, of New Mexico, of West Texas, and Utah, as well as now southwestern Colorado. And once again, I see the little blue color there in the mountains of San Bernardino. It's snowing east of you there, Kyle.
Exactly. That's right.
And, of course, in the Northeast tonight, we've got lots of weather to talk about. The lake effect snow machine is in effect. All those toll roads up there, east-west, New York, Massachusetts, turnpikes. And good luck. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back with more as the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along during the night. To our truckers out there, drive safe. This is for you coming up here. Pay attention. There'll be a test afterwards.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, you are. And it's time for us to go trucking. If I can get the truck to crank up here, let me see. Let me fire a little ether in here. Must be cold because it's up north, right? Got this cold weather truck I got going here. All right, well, let's do it this way. I got a shortcut.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go. They can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Alrighty, well, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive, locations near you. And yep, we got a car dealer advertising on a national show at night because of four words. And those four words, Kyle, are?
You serve, you save.
That means everybody that served the United States of America in the military gets a tremendous discount. Thousands of dollars in savings off a brand new vehicle of your choice at Moss Family Automotive. Now, that includes the Moss Nissan dealerships in Crystal River, Newport Richey. Also, the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet right here in Tampa, Florida. And if you don't want to save money, that's your problem. But if you want to get an extra $500 on top of it, guess what? Time for you to go. Time for you to go. Because you mentioned my name, the captain sent you at any of the Moss Family Automotive sections, companies, and guess what? You will get a big discount. Okay, well, Kyle, let me start out this way. Because a winter storm has dropped into the southwest. We told everybody there was another one coming out into the Four Corners from California to the east. It's bringing significant winter weather. It's going to impact through Saturday night and Sunday morning. Now, there are blizzard warnings up right now for three different sections of the country. We've got portions of North Dakota, portions of South Dakota, portions of Nebraska, portions of New Mexico. Right now that have blizzard warnings associated to them. Highways have been shut down. We'll get to all that in a minute and try to keep you up to date as best we can. We've had winds blowing 60 to 65 miles an hour out there in these storms, and you cannot see. Even if it's only 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of snow, you can't see. Meanwhile, in the upper Midwest, by Friday morning, heavy rain and whatnot is going to stop. And, Flip, I see you. Flip sent me a picture of some guy trying to shovel snow falling down, doing it there, Kyle. Hilarious stuff.
Well.
But anyway, let me start down here in the southeast. First of all, we've got a major rain system coming across. The temperatures get a little bit cooler up in the mountainous areas of Georgia and South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. That could change to something different, but right now it is rain. Atlanta, you're getting rain. Birmingham, you're getting rain. Pensacola, Mobile, you're getting rain. Biloxi, Mississippi, you have got a flash flood warning and a lot of flooding going on there right now. So from Louisiana, from Mississippi, all the way up into Virginia, lots and lots of rain. Now, Kyle, you pick it up out there in the northern part of the country on I-80, I-94, I-35, and I-29.
Well, that's right, Captain, and especially up in South Dakota, North Dakota, we're seeing, of course, those blizzard warnings continuing. I believe that North Dakota has a no-travel advisory. Of course, that's out. That's due to icy road conditions, reduced visibility.
Well, also, they still got this blizzard thing up there I'm looking at.
Well, exactly, and that's because these winds.
That's on I-94.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I-29.
That's right. And of course, even through the state of Nebraska, we have a lot of different closures, road closures and so forth. A lot of the state of Nebraska, their roads are being reported back as being covered, literally covered in snow. And so wherever you are in these parts of the country, you absolutely have to think twice about going out. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. And of course, we've also had one fatality that was reported earlier today, I believe, on I-70. So this was, I'm checking where this was here. I'm trying to recall.
Well, a lot of the people that are out there are trying to travel on the roads, and there's a lot of holiday travelers and whatnot, and this is what you get. You're better off just staying off the roads and being late for where you got to go, folks, because if it's bad where you're at, you got to figure it's going to be as bad or worse where you're going, and there's no point. And you need to have an emergency kit, especially in the north when you travel in the wintertime in these snowstorms. You need to have your blankets. You need to have thermoses with some hot stuff in them and whatnot, so it doesn't hurt to have road flares or whatnot, because believe it or not, some people have actually stayed warm in the cab of a truck with a road flare waiting for help to come.
Well, exactly right, and that's again why you need to have that emergency kit, and you need to be able to plan ahead for this.
But not to be outdone, the Northeast, the lake effect machine kicked in. I-87 north south from the Catskills to the Adirondacks. You've got snow all the way up and down. Also from Connecticut straight up and down, and east and west on the Massachusetts Turnpike and across over to near Syracuse, New York. Snow, snow, snow.
snow, snow, snow. And that fatality that I mentioned, Captain, we have a clarification on that now. That was near Grinnell, Kansas, and this was after multiple accidents occurred on Interstate 70 near there. So, and again, blizzard conditions are to blame. And also, I believe there was down in New Mexico, there was a stretch, this is between Albuquerque and Santa Fe on Interstate 25 that was closed for a time because heavy snow had accumulated and motorists actually got stuck as they were trying to traverse that that stretch. So again, very these conditions can whip up very quickly, and so wherever you are, you have to be very careful, obviously.
Yeah, let me clean this up for the drivers out there that are they're headed out west. Anybody going west of El Paso, I-10, you're going to have problems. You're going to have a mixed bag of rain, sleet, freezing rain, and then snow by the time you get into and across New Mexico into Arizona, especially around coming into the eastern part of the mountains of Arizona, and then Arizona north south out of Phoenix and Kingman and Flagstaff. You've got snow east of Flagstaff all the way across. It's just going to get worse. You've got ice right now, it looks like, in Kingman, Arizona, in the higher elevations there, and east of Ukiah. You've got snow tonight. I-10 going out west. I-5 not looking too bad. I-15 in Utah coming out of Salt Lake City, and parts of I-80 coming out of Salt Lake City, you're going to have in a higher elevation some snow there too. Also up into Idaho and into Montana. And 4th of July, they got the red flag up there. That means chains, buddies. So chains. So if you don't need to go, don't.
Absolutely right. It's just a better part of valor in this case. And as we see these, in fact, Captain, some of the tweets that I'm seeing come out with people who have attached videos to them, they're just whiteout conditions. It's all very severe, and it's going to take a long time for this storm to clear, and it's going to take perhaps even longer for the roads to get clear. And so it's literally whiteout conditions in many of these areas.
And keep in mind, folks, I do endorse Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive Group. Moss wholesale to the public, and my word is my bond. And when I tell you they are the best automobile dealer I've ever done business with in my many, many years of buying many vehicles, I mean just that. I have sent people there. People have gone there. They've been very happy. They've been treated like kings and queens. And if you have a problem there, it's your problem, not theirs.
Well, that's well said, Captain.
Well, absolutely. It's true. It's
yeah.
True.
Yeah, and it just every time you turn around, it seems like they've got these great deals going. So that's a major
good thing. This is the busiest sales time of the year right now for the next few days. I mean, they're really dealing like it's going out of style.
Absolutely. And one of the most fun things to do is buy a car at the end of the year, near Christmas time and so forth, and they'll treat you right, that's for sure.
Yep. So Moss Family Automotive, Moss Family Automotive, that's Moss Family Chevrolet in Tampa, 813-969-2600, or Moss Nissan. That's Crystal River, Newport Richey, or Moss Wholesale to the public. And Kyle and I will be right back because we're going to come back, and Ms. Rosemary's going to be chatting ready to go because I know she's been listening to all the weather and all the different stuff going on. And again, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, all across America tonight. Thanks very much for tuning in. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell your local radio station. They can pick us up on the satellite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.